Signing Day
programming. Blair Angulo, Rivals.com and Yahoo Sports, going to break down Wyoming's class and the rest of the Mountain West as well. Blair, how you doing today, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing extremely well. So our chase question today for our listeners is, give us a word, those words or phrases that head coaches use to describe their recruiting class or a certain player, kind of like National Signing Day bingo, those most popular phrases. What's the one you've heard the most today?
I love when coaches say, we filled every need, or I love this class, because, I mean, every coach says that, and every coach loves their class, and, you know, it's a very happy day for all these coaches, not only because they landed all these players and they get all these signatures and they kind of have all these new additions to their team, but I think it's because it's over. I think it's a culmination of years of work. You know, some of these guys are being recruited now as freshmen and sophomores, and it's a long process, and it all really comes down to getting that signature. And when that happens, I think they're beyond thrilled, and you know, it's an exciting time for them.
I'm going on 50 years almost of following college football, and I don't think I've ever, in fact, I know I've never heard a coach even say, well, we just had an okay class, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's exactly what happens with recruits that take these official visits. You know, every recruit gets 5 official visits to take during the recruiting season, and every kid loves his visit. Every visit went very well. You know, you never have a kid that says, oh, I didn't have a lot of fun. You know, they didn't feed me enough, and, you know, everything was terrible. It just doesn't happen. So the recruiting process, I think, is, you know, it's fun for the recruits. It's fun for the coaches now that it's over. And now, guess what? Tomorrow they have to focus on the 2017 group, which is, you know, going to kick off here in a few hours.
But we know Wyoming's recruiting class isn't going to be, it's not going to have any of those blue chip recruits that you see at the top programs in the country. But, you know, as far as things go with Craig Bohl and the guys that he brought in, I know we talked to Chandler Garrett, the quarterback from Mustang High School in Oklahoma earlier. You know, who are some of the crown jewels? Who are some of the names that you guys were kind of following and really kind of stand out from this class of Bohls?
You know, there are a few names that I really like on here. I want to start with John Akwali. He's a 3-star wide receiver from the Phoenix area. Just very physical, a guy that can go up and get the football and looks very comfortable in traffic, a good route runner, kind of undervalued and overlooked there in the Arizona area. It was pretty deep recruiting class in Arizona this year. And he drew some visits. I know that Boise State wanted him. They offered him. They filled up their class. They weren't able to take him. He also liked Utah State. They filled up their class and weren't able to take him. And I think Wyoming really stumbled on a kid that visited last weekend and, you know, fell in love with the place and is happy to be going there. And I think he's by far, I think, the player that I'm most excited to see what happens at the next level, because I think the potential is there. Another guy that I saw a lot the last few years and comes from a winning program in Southern California is Alex Stewart. Now, this is a kid who's a defensive end, looks like a million bucks. He's about 6'5", 6'6", pushing 250, so he'll be physically ready, I think, to step in right away. And like I mentioned, he's from Southern California, plays in one of the toughest leagues in the country, the Trinity League, which features the likes of Mater Dei and Santa Margarita and St. John Bosco and Servite. So he's played some tough competition. I don't think it'll take him long to really adjust to the speed of the college game. And then the other guy, and he's an in-state guy, is linebacker Theo Dawson, a kid that was very, very close to getting an offer from Stanford. And when you get an offer from Stanford, or when you're even close to getting an offer from Stanford, and when the Cardinal are looking at you, you probably have some talent. You probably have some ability. So I'm really excited to see what Theo Dawson could do at Wyoming as well.
That dude rushed for like 439 yards in a playoff game, I think, in the quarterfinals against Riverton High School. I know fans are really excited about him coming in here. Do you see him? I mean, they've listed him as a running back. Do you see him more switching over to that linebacker position where you think that's where he's best suited?
You know, we have him listed as an outside linebacker, and that's mostly because of his film and how he said early in the process that the Cardinal were looking at him for and mostly what he wanted to play. But, I mean, his film is great as an offensive player, too. Just a physical guy, kind of that blue-collar mentality. He attacks, you know, the hole and is a tough guy to bring down. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him contribute offensively either.
Looking around the Mountain West Conference, who do you think in the conference? I know Air Force, they don't announce anybody. But out of the rest of the schools, who had the best recruiting classes, and who do you think came up a little short this year in the Mountain West?
You know, we had Boise State leading the conference. They had 26 commitments and including 13 three-stars. So it's a pretty good class for them, you know, kind of like the rest of the conference. They're not going to be able to land those four-star recruits. You know, they're not going to be able to even get visits from some of these top-tier prospects. But I think Boise State filled some pretty good needs in their class. They're always going to get some of those under-the-radar types, those overlooked types, and then just coach them up and develop them. So I think they should be excited about their class. Colorado State actually has a really good class, and they loaded up on junior college prospects. You know, they went into that route to get some guys that are physically ready and just, you know, some guys that are going to contribute right away. So Boise State, Colorado State, and then UNLV with a new coaching staff, Tony Sanchez, who was at Bishop Gorman there in Las Vegas, is a first-year head coach and now is working on his first full recruiting class and coming straight from the high school ranks. I know Bishop Gorman in Vegas is a little different because it operates more like a college program. But coming from the high school ranks, he can relate to some of these kids, can really recruit well, and I think it paid off for them. So Boise State, Colorado State, UNLV, those are the top three in the conference in terms of the team rankings.
Blair Angulo, Rivals.com, covering, we're talking some National Signing Day, good stuff with Blair. Now, I'm curious, you know, we saw it happen to Wyoming yesterday with a decommitment from a kid from Nebraska as the Huskers came in late. I was reading on Twitter where Boise State lost a guy to USC when USC had an offer going early, offered him early this morning. We've talked about early signing periods for football. Would that solve any of this issue of decommitting and kind of the underhandedness that does go on? Perfectly legal, by the way, with what's going on, but kind of the underhandedness that goes on with recruiting.
Yeah, I think it would maybe alleviate it a little bit. I don't think it would eliminate it completely, but it would help a little bit, and it wouldn't create, I guess, as much of a buzz on National Signing Day. You know, a lot of these last-minute decisions, a lot of the flips, as we call them, happen because coaches and recruiting staffs have a certain amount of scholarships available. They have maybe a kind of a game plan heading into signing day or maybe an idea of who they're going to get. Once they realize, oh, we're not getting this kid, let's move up to our backup option and then that backup option to that backup option. And it just kind of creates a domino effect where they start digging into other recruiting classes and pulling kids out of the Wyomings and the Boise States of the world. So it just creates, you know, this whole craze. It's just a frenzy here at the finish line. But, you know, aside from an early signing period, I think something that would really solve the recruiting crisis, as we say, is, you know, maybe an offer period where verbal offers are no longer the norm, when a coach and a staff can send out a written offer early, and then you know, they really have to take that commitment. You know, a lot of the blame falls on the coaches as well for sending out offers as early as they do. It accelerates the process for a lot of recruits, and I think it's created you know, some issues, because on the back end it just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of other offers happening, and it just changes things.
Blair, you can take a deep breath. It's how much now? Is it all over for you today, or you get to take some time off now and work on 2017 now?
Yeah, so I live in Los Angeles, and you know, unfortunately, signing day starts very early out here because on the East Coast it kicks off around 7 a.m. So I was up around 3 a.m. this morning, you know, driving to the office, and I can't wait to just hang tight for a little bit next week and just kind of start relaxing and worrying about the 2017 class, which kicks off, you know, this weekend. I mean, there's already events and we're going to start kind of focusing on the top prospects to watch for next year's group. But I'm excited just for this to be over and to kind of start fresh.
You see any schools parking their equipment van in front of the recruits' house this weekend?
No, but I'll be watching. I'll be watching trees to see. I make sure there's no coaches climbing trees. I don't think there will be any sleepovers. There's a staff actually that was out in Arizona having ice cream cones with a recruit. So a lot of stuff happens. A lot of off the wall stuff, and I can't wait for to see what happens next February.
Thank you, Blair. Good stuff. We appreciate you breaking down some of the classes in the Mountain West. And get some rest, all right, man? We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take it.